It's time to head out on the front porch on KFRM. Grab your favorite drink, sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation on the front porch.
Welcome to KFRM's On the Front Porch. I'm Jamie Bloom, your host for today. And the guest that I have is Lyle Ross from Clay Center. And Lyle and I actually have done an interview together years ago. It's been a long time now. I mean, gosh, probably 15 years, don't you think, Lyle?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah.
12. And I don't remember.
Yeah, actually. It's been a while.
I was going to look this morning and I forgot.
And you forgot. Well, we did an interview for our sister station, KCLY, years ago, and I just thought it was such an interesting story that I have drugged poor Lyle back out here again for another visit, because I thought that it was something that the topic we're going to talk about today, which is the orphan train, by the way, is something that a lot of people in Kansas will be interested in. So thank you, Lyle, for agreeing once again to put up with my shenanigans and come out here and visit with me today.
Well, you're welcome.
So you're always game, and I appreciate that you're so willing. So Lyle, again, he's from Clay Center, worked for the city of Clay Center for, he just told me this, 41 years, 4 months, and 15 days before he retired. So you knew exactly how long you'd been there.
Well, it was the Public Utilities Department.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's several different entities in the city. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Clay Center Public Utilities, and those of you who've been to Clay Center Public Utilities doesn't just do utilities. We have a gorgeous park, too, with a zoo in it. It's being updated right now. It's been kind of renovated just over the past few years, even. Redid the kiddie pond, the fishing pond.
Correct.
Redid a lot of the stonework. There's a little creek that runs through it. The new walking trails are wonderful. I love the new walking trails. So a little plug there for the Clay Center Utility Park and Zoo, because it's a really neat place. If you come to Clay Center, you need to visit, right?
Right.
And then the Christmas lights. They put up Christmas lights.
Through the park, yes.
Too, so.
It's quite a deal that they've started down there with the Christmas lights. Drive through and see different things, yeah. Some animated parts, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is. It's a neat place.
And there's a lot of traffic that goes through.
There is. Yeah, a lot of traffic that goes through. Built back in the Depression era, right?
Yes. I don't know a whole lot. You caught me off guard there. But
yeah.
Some of that is WPA days. If I'd have known you was going to ask this, I'd have...
Oh, I just thought of it. It's okay. Well, it's okay that you don't know, but I just thought of it because I know that a lot of that was built back in the 30s, and it is. It's lots of stone and really a beautiful park. So anyway, but that is part of the Public Utilities Department, too. So what did you do for Public Utilities?
You name it, I've probably done it.
The jack of all trades.
Really, yeah.
Right?
There was a water treatment we done. There's engines we run. We running steam turbines when I started down there.
Yeah.
I mowed, painted.
Uh-huh. Whatever was needed
that week,
right?
Yeah, that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel like your job changed a lot through, it had to have changed through 41 years?
Sure. Changed a lot, yeah.
What do you remember from the really early days of working that maybe something that you did that they would never be doing now?
Well, getting adjusted to working for public utilities when you get out of the service. When you was in the service, you knew today what you was going to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Down there, you didn't know what you was going to do next. So, yeah, that was a big adjustment.
A long time to have worked for the same company, retired, and now you're working again. So,
well, yeah, something
a little
do.
Bit.
Yeah, something to do.
Something to do, working for a Perfection Auto Body, helping them out a little bit, you said, and gives you something to get out of the house and not drive your wife crazy,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
How long have you and Jane been married?
51 years.
Wow, that's awesome. So, and have some kids?
2 kids, daughter Lisa and son Kevin.
Mm-hmm. And what are they up to these days?
Lisa's a school teacher in Kansas City it's in Overland Park.
Yeah.
Teaches 4th grade. And our son Kevin works for Waddell & Reed in the accounting department.
And where's he?
Kansas City also.
So, you probably make a lot of trips to Kansas City too.
Oh yeah, back
visit
and
the
forth,
kids.
Yeah.
So, now grandkids yet?
No grandkids.
Not yet.
Got two step grandkids.
Okay. All right. Well, that all keeps you busy.
That's probably all we'll be blessed with at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lyle, I do want to talk about the orphan train. Your mother came
yes.
to this area on the orphan train. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
How old do you think you were when you found out about that? Do you remember?
Not
when
really.
That was?
Maybe 8-10 years old. She never talked a whole lot about that. And I think some of that was because she didn't know. And some of that was because her brother wouldn't tell her or mm-hmm. didn't want to tell her or didn't want her to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It had to be somewhat painful or traumatic to have. How old was she?
4.
She was 4. You know, to just be taken away from your family and where
well,
you were. And
her mother died, I guess, unexpectedly. And her dad, to make a long story short, her dad was so distraught over losing his wife
mm-hmm.
that he was going to let an aunt take care of him in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And the aunt got sick, and so she couldn't take care of him. So then he tried to guess himself and the two kids, mom and my uncle.
Mm-hmm. And there was just the two.
Two kids, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There was some question whether there were some other kids in the family. Mom used to talk about there was a couple, but we kind of figured out there were some kids that stayed with them.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
That weren't necessarily blood relatives,
no.
but they just were staying there.
I don't know what the deal was. The
mm-hmm.
Reason I say that, we kind of looked up on the census and figured that out, but they didn't have the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, her dad tried to guess them all, and my uncle woke up and got them out of there. Well, it wasn't long after that, he jumped off a ferry boat, and they never found him. And there's some, I don't know, I don't have a whole lot of proof, but there was a funeral director that was supposed to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened there, I don't know, but they ended up in an orphanage through the Children's Aid Society. Well, this Anna Hill, real prominent in getting all these kids to come
right.
this
yeah.
way.
Right.
Stuck them on a train, basically, and sent them
and
out
sent
here.
Them.
And they ended up in Clyde.
Mm-hmm. Clyde, Kansas.
Right.
Okay. So she was 4, so I'm sure she doesn't remember a whole lot about it.
No, she don't remember a whole lot, only what my uncle told her. And I think uncle was 13. There's some said he was 11, some said he was 13, so
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Right, yeah. So they came all the way from New York.
Yes.
And they were in the city.
Yes.
In New York City. Came all the way to Clyde, Kansas.
Right.
Now, her brother, was he adopted by the same family?
Yes, but apparently he was kind of ornery, and he ended up with 3 different families.
Okay.
Well, then he turned 16, I guess, and he lied about his age and joined the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in both wars, never married. Ended up living in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
Worked at the Broadway Hotel for years. I don't really know what he done, but
mm-hmm. sure. So, have you met him? Did you meet him?
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, I knew him quite well.
Yeah, sure.
He was a different character.
Sure. So, your mom grew up in Clyde, then with a family that took her in.
Yes,
and adopted her.
No,
never did adopt her. Just
no.
took her in,
and then they had. After her and my uncle was taken in, they had 3 kids of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mom was probably what you want to call inside babysitter or whatever.
Sure.
And I don't remember how old mom was compared to the kids. There was several years difference there, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd have to look and see. I could tell you that.
Oh, no, that's okay. Have you met those kids?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she considered them family.
Oh,
they were
yeah,
like siblings
basically.
To her.
I knew
yeah.
the daughter better than I do the sons. Mm-hmm. The sons ended up in Portland, Oregon. The daughter ended up in Eudora, which is close to Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Wow. What a story. So, well, we're going to take a break, Lyle, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about that and a little bit more about you as well. I'm visiting with Lyle Ross today on the front porch. I'll be back. Jamie Bloom back with you here on KFRM on the front porch today, visiting with Lyle Ross of Clay Center. Lyle, we left off. We were talking about your mom's family in Clyde, Kansas. They became her family when she came on the orphan train at the age of 4 years old.
Yes.
And settled there in Clyde with a family who took her in. What else do you know? I remember you kind of telling me some of the things that about the orphan train in general. Anna Hill was the lady that put these kids on the train,
right.
Sent them off. And do you know how many kids got off at Clyde? Were there others that your mom knew?
I'm thinking 14.
14.
If you're savvy enough to get on the computer and get on the Clyde Republican, there's articles in there about who mm-hmm. got off and who took these kids.
Yeah.
Well, that would be back in October 1911. And there's several write-ups in the paper about these kids getting mm-hmm. chosen. They call it chosen.
Sure. And I know a lot of the little towns in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
The same way.
I mean, yeah.
So there's.
They had a route, I guess, and they'd just get off and
mm-hmm.
sing or do whatever and be chosen. And if they didn't get chosen, I guess they went to the next little mm-hmm. spot.
And got back on the train and went to the next town to get off. So. And, of course, you know, we mentioned that. You said your mom didn't talk about it a lot. She was only 4 years old, so I'm sure there's a lot that she didn't really remember about
Yeah, and about I think it. What she did know is only what her brother told her.
Told her about.
He yeah. wanted her to know. Yeah.
Yeah. So she married someone from Clyde?
Clay Center, actually.
Actually from Clay Center,
and
okay.
And I don't know just how all that come about. She taught school, I know for one, at Sherman School, which is up by Clifton, mm-hmm. and there was a couple others, but I can't tell you that right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And how her and Dad met, I'm not totally sure about that either.
But they got married.
Yes.
And what year was that? Do you remember? Well, you don't remember, but do you remember her saying when it was?
It was in 1933. I think it was in February.
Okay. And do you have siblings then?
There was me, myself, and my sister. My sister has since passed away, so I'm the only one left.
And you grew up then in Clay Center, or?
Well, I went to school to Clifton through freshman year, and then Mom and I, after Dad passed away, we moved here to Clay, and I finished here.
Okay. And then you entered the service.
And then I went to trade school for a year, and after that, when I got out, I joined the Air Force, yeah, which was in 1964.
And how many years were you in the Air Force?
Four.
4 years. And where were you stationed during that time?
Well, I went to Lackland to basic training, and from there I went to Wichita Falls to learn about aircraft, and then I went from there to McGuire, which is in New Jersey, as an aircraft mechanic.
Mm-hmm. And after you finished the Air Force then and left, what did you do then?
Well, wife and I loaded up, and we come back to Clay Center.
Okay. So you and Jane had met while you were in the Air Force?
Yes, we got married while I was in the service. I was looking for a cook because I was tired. I started chow hall food, so. And I've told her that, and that gets her wound up. Yeah.
I bet it does. Where's Jane from?
New Jersey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you must have met then while you were stationed.
Well, actually, that's kind of funny, too. We met in a drive-in hamburgers place is how yeah. that started, yeah.
Was she working there?
No, she was hanging out with some other people and I ended up taking her home, and it started from there.
I thought maybe she was cooking. That's why you knew she could cook.
She was still in high school when this all started, yeah.
So you brought a New Jersey girl back to Clay Center, Kansas.
I sure did.
What did she think?
Well, it was quite an experience, I guess.
Kind of a culture shock,
yeah,
I would guess.
It was, actually. Right. Because it's so much different here than it is there.
Yeah.
It's so much laid back.
And was she in a pretty large metro area, though? New Jersey.
She lived kind of out in the country, and the town that she was close to, like, we deal in miles here, they deal in time.
Right. They say something's 25 minutes away rather than saying it's 2.5 miles away.
A lot of their roads don't intersect miles like they do here, so they just, it takes us 5 minutes to get to town. And the town probably wasn't much bigger than Clifton.
Okay. So it wasn't totally crazy
different than
how we do things, maybe, in our attitude, you said.
She was nervous to even drive. When she got here, she was even nervous to drive downtown because of the traffic at that time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot different.
It's funny to think.
Oh, yeah.
For those out there that don't know Clay Center, we're a town of about, 3,500?
I'm thinking it's like 4,200.
4,200? Okay.
Well, I'm not sure, but something like that, yeah.
Anyway, it's not too terrible scary to drive downtown.
Well, it was for her.
It depends on who's out that day.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You never know. We have a few drivers around town who probably shouldn't be anymore.
Well,
but
yeah.
For the most part, it's not too bad.
Right.
So, well, that's pretty funny. But she got used to it, though.
Oh, yeah. It didn't take long. Yeah.
Well, let's go back and talk about your early days then in Clifton. Were you living in Clifton as a child?
No, we lived out in the country.
You're out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And what did your dad do?
Farmer.
Okay. So did you help on the farm quite a bit growing up?
Well, Dad passed away when I was six.
Oh, okay. So
I missed a lot of that. But, yeah.
So he farmed, and your mom probably was just a mom. Probably stayed.
Yeah. Housewife.
Housewife.
Yeah,
that's
raised.
What most did back then.
Raising two kids, yeah.
Well, then.
My sister was older than I am.
Okay. What do you remember doing as a kid? What kind of kid were you?
Well, I don't know. Probably ornery like that.
Probably an ornery kid.
Yeah. We had to make our own fun because it's not like hanging out with kids in town. So you'd done whatever you could come up with to entertain yourself.
You weren't sitting around playing on your Xbox and your iPad, for sure.
No, not hardly. No.
Yeah. So when you came to Clay Center, then you'd been living in the country. When you came to Clay Center, you lived in town?
Right. And see, that was a culture shock for me, actually. Mm-hmm. When I went to school at Clifton, we had 28 kids in our class,
mm-hmm.
maybe 100 in the whole high school. Well, there was 115 in my class here.
Yeah.
So that was a culture shock for somebody that lived in the country and went to a small school. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a wake up.
But you were maybe closer to friends in town. You could get together and hang out.
Well, yeah, and I knew some of the kids that went to Clifton and ended up coming down here. So it wasn't like I was a total stranger, but it's still pretty tough when you walk into a different school and don't know maybe two or three kids out of, 455?
Yeah.
I don't remember how many was in high school, and close to 500 at that time.
What kind of things were you involved in high school? Were you a sports guy?
No, not really. Nah, not a whole lot.
Did you work somewhere in high school?
My senior year, I worked at Bogart's part of the time.
Which was a grocery store in town. I still call it Bogart's. It's called something else now.
We do.
It'll always be Bogart's to me. So earned a little money. And what did you do with it? Did you buy a car or...
Eventually, yes, just like everybody else does, yeah.
What was your first car?
49 Chevy. I bought from a lady that lived over there people don't know where streets are here in town.
Was that's okay.
Widow lady here in town that was giving up driving, and I bought it from her, yeah.
So it was probably in pretty good shape.
No,
then.
Not
no.
really.
No. I thought maybe she'd taken really good care of it.
No, not really. And I don't know what, she was a widow lady, and I don't know what she had for family, but no, it was transportation is all it was.
Yeah. Well, I remember how that goes. My first vehicle was a Datsun B210. It was green. It was so awful.
Well, this was a,
but it ran.
Well, yeah, this did too, you know, and it was a black. Of course, there wasn't that many colors in 49, but it
sure.
was a black, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a set of wheels to get you to and from.
So it's not like you wish you had it back so you could restore it.
No, not really. Not that
one. This day
one.
And age.
There's some that I had I wished I did, but yeah, not that one.
Yeah, I know how that goes. So I had a pretty cool truck when I was in high school, and I let it go at one point, and it was a stepside Chevy. I wish I had it back now.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yep. I wish I had it back now, but sometimes we let those things go. And
I've known Jamie. We're going to put this in here. I've known Jamie ever since, well, I don't know, grade school, I guess. So, yeah, it's not like we're total strangers. So.
Well, when I remember getting to know you the best was when my great-grandmother was in the nursing home in the same room as your mother.
Oh, yeah. That was a blessing. That was.
Yeah. So we visited a lot during that time when we were there visiting them.
Grandma was a super nice lady.
She was
a lot of fun.
She was a lot of fun. So yeah, we kind of got to know each other then, and those were always good talks that we had. And I think that's probably when I kind of found out about the background and how your mom had come here on the Orphan Train. It's just terribly interesting to all of us who just were, you know, born and raised, like me, born and raised right here in this little small town. Just can't imagine, you know, being pulled away at 4 years old and traveling across country in a train.
I'll tell a little story about Jamie's grandma.
No. Hey, but let me take a break. We need to take a break. We'll tell that story when we come. I'm going to check on it first, though, and find out what you're going to tell. So we'll be back on the front porch in just a moment. And we're back on the front porch here on KFRM. I'm Jamie Bloom, visiting today with Lyle Ross of Clay Center. And Lyle, when we left off, you were going to tell a story on my great-grandma Kate, who was in the same room as your mother in the nursing home. We used to visit with each other and see each other often when we'd go to see them. And the two of them, they were a little ornery together sometimes.
Well, your great-grandma, she was probably the instigator, but she was good. She was good for Mom.
She was kind of ornery.
But but she was a fun-loving lady.
She was. So you talked about what you did, what you brought them.
Well, you know, I'm sure these people get bored up there. So we took a whole bucket of gooseberries up there one time so they could stem them.
Uh-huh.
And when they got started, they was just having a big old time. Well, when we went back to get the gooseberries take home, they had gooseberries on the floor, the stems. They was all over the place. But they was having a good time, and it was therapy for them, really.
Sure. Yeah. I'm
and
sure they
were so glad that we brought them up just to give them something to do. And yeah, it was funny.
I can just picture the two of them sitting stemming gooseberries and talking and laughing through the whole thing, and probably laughing every time they went rolling on the floor, knowing that somebody was going to have to pick those up.
Yeah, exactly. And they probably didn't see a lot of them, but yeah, they was all over up there. It was a good time.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I wanted to get in this segment a little bit more because, you know, we talked about the Orphan Train and your mother coming from New York on the Orphan Train, getting off in Clyde, Kansas, being taken in by family there. And that's how you're here, which is kind of amazing when you think about it. So at some point, you decided to try to research a little bit more into your background and try to see what you could find out. And of course, you know, in this day and age with internet, it's easier than it ever has been to look things up. So maybe tell me just a little bit about some of the research you've done and what you've found out over the past few years.
Well, the lady that had the museum in Arkansas, and names escape me terrible.
But it was an Orphan Train museum?
Yes.
Similar to what's in Concordia, Kansas now.
And when she decided to give it up because of health reasons and just getting tired, It ended up in Concordia, Kansas. Well, I met her several times, and she told me what to do for some information.
How to get started.
Mm-hmm. So I wrote to the Children's Aid Society, and they sent me stuff back. And there was Mom's baptism record and a newspaper article written in German telling what happened to her father.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some letter in there that she wrote to Anna Hill about commencement and commencement announcement. Anyway, Mom never did really know her exact birth date. She was always celebrated it on the 13th of September, but it was actually the 18th of September,
yeah.
And I don't know if she ever knew that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went by a middle name of Clarice, I guess that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And she never did know her real middle name was Louise, and I didn't know that till I got this information back from this Children's Aid Society.
She had kept her name, though, when she came to Clyde.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
you said she
yes.
wasn't actually ever legally adopted by the family
no,
that took her in.
She was treated very well. Some
sure.
of those kids that came here weren't treated so well. They was used
that.
For labor, child labor.
Labor.
Oh, yeah. They wasn't treated the best. But Mom had a lucky family, and they really took good care of her.
Yeah. You said then she had younger siblings, so she... had siblings to,
yeah,
to take care of,
too. The family that took her in had three kids of their own later, and I knew all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice people, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So you were able to find somebody to translate the German letter for you, and it basically, you said, told the story of her father jumping off the ferry boat.
Right. The lady that translated this for me lived in Wakefield, and I... Here we go again with names.
Oh, that's
she'd
okay.
done a very fantastic job. And I could never find the newspaper article in English to find out, you know, if they both jived.
Right.
But I have since found one. But, yeah, the lady done a super job of translating this, and she was... Well, you could tell she was German just by her accent. But,
sure.
yeah, super nice lady.
Yeah. Well, that's great that you're able to find somebody to help you, so you just kind of put some of the pieces
together.
Well, yeah, together.
To know really what happened and why should the kids come out here.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever been able to track down any further extended family?
Well, other than this aunt in New Jersey that was supposed to take care of them, and I don't even know what her name was, so I might have...
But she was probably gone already, wasn't she?
Millionaire relatives in New Jersey and don't even know it, so.
Yeah, yeah, but you haven't ever been able to track any of
them. I have no idea what
they,
yeah.
Yeah. You said you'd traveled to Salt Lake City, and this was all really new to me. I didn't know this. You went to, like, the Mormon Tabernacle.
Well, we went out there, for our kids went to K-State, and they was playing in a basketball tournament. Here a few years ago, and in between games, I went to the Mormon family history, and they're very good about helping you hunt for. And I was trying to find if I could find out Mom's mother's maiden name, just see if I could find something there. And I went through several reels of different artifacts, and they're very good about helping you find this stuff. But I didn't have enough time to do any more because we, you know, left to come home.
Yeah, you're on your trip.
But while we was there, we toured the tabernacle and the other things that they had up there. And that's real interesting, yeah.
I didn't realize that they had this whole family history center.
Oh, it's huge.
And you said reels and reels of film?
Rows.
Is it like microfiche type film?
Yeah,
is that what you mean?
Yeah. Rows and rows in these cabinets. You pull a drawer out and they're all numbered, and it's just unreal.
So do you look by like year or by region or by name?
Well, I guess by name. You know, I don't remember how we done that, but these young adults, they help you, and you get started, and they'll say, well, let's go look in this real number, and there might be six or seven numbers, and they'll go through this, and they'll find this number, and they'll put this little microfilm in a screen-like, and you're sitting there turning this crank, going through this film. It's quite interesting,
Oh, it could be really time-consuming,
Huh? Big time,
Well, and since, you know, internet now, have you used internet sites? You said you had never tried, like, the Ancestry.com. You weren't sure about that one. Kind of hear mixed reviews.
Well, yeah, you do. And then I guess if you get too far advanced in that, it starts costing you, which I understand that.
Sure.
But sometimes you might get off the beaten path, and I don't know. I get excited about doing that, and then I get frustrated, and then I quit.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. I think everybody's like that to a certain extent. So, since we did our last interview, I said it's probably been at least 15 years since we visited before. They have since. So, did they kind of move the museum from the Arkansas location to Concordia then? Concordia,
yes.
Kansas. Okay. I didn't realize that was just so they've taken everything that was there and brought it up here. So for those people that know they have a connection to an orphan train relative, there is a lot of information in Concordia at the museum.
Yes, you need to, for those of you out there listening to this, if you have time, you need to go up to Concordia, Kansas, to the Orphan Train Museum. It's very interesting, and now they've just got a railroad car that they use to bring these kids out.
Oh, an authentic one?
Right.
One of the originals?
And one time it was used for a chicken coop, they tell me. Huh. And they've got it in a building, preserve it. And
so somebody must have just had it out on their farm, and
then they knew
that's what
and
it
would
come from.
They'll explain that to you. And then they got the depot with artifacts in it. And then their other building, if you're hunting for somebody special, they can guide you or help you.
Mm-hmm. And they have probably a lot of the names of the kids who came to this area.
Oh,
anyway.
Yes.
Well, or maybe everyone, depending on what area they went to.
Oh, yeah. They've got a lot of names and a lot of history up there. And, it's worth your time to go see. If you're hunting for something to do, you need to take the time to go just to look.
Yeah, definitely so. All right, well, we're going to take one more break. And we'll come back and visit a little bit more. I'm visiting with Lyle Ross today on the front porch. I'll be back. Jamie Bloom back with you on the front porch here on KFRM. And I've been visiting today with Lyle Ross from Clay Center. And Lyle, you said you've got a trip planned coming up here pretty soon. You and your wife, Jane, going to go to Branson.
Right. We try to get there once a year.
Yeah, do you like to see shows when you're there?
Yeah, we've seen probably every show down there at least twice. But it's fun to go down there.
Yeah, I've been down there a couple of times. My sister and I have taken little trips there together, and went at Christmas one time and saw the Dolly Parton show with all the horses.
Right, that's interesting. Yeah,
yeah, it was a good one. But I think that's the only show I've seen there. We're usually shopping when we're there.
Oh, imagine that.
Imagine that. So, and went with the family one time, played a lot of putt-putt, and did a lot of go-kart racing while we were there.
Oh, yeah, that looks like fun, yeah.
So, yeah.
So and it's worth the trip to go down.
Mm-hmm.
They cater to the veterans a lot.
Yeah.
And if you can't find something to do, that's pretty sad because there is a lot of things to do, whether you shop or go to the shows or you can ride
Silver Dollar City.
You can go to Silver Dollar City. You can ride that that thing they run on the water. They call it ducks.
We did ride the ducks.
Ride the ducks.
We did that with the kids. That was fun. Yeah. Had a good time doing that.
They have a five and dime store down in the old part of Branson. Mm-hmm. If they If it's not in there, they don't make it.
Yeah, very true. One year when my sister and I were there, in fact, down in that old part of Branson, they were having a Christmas parade. And it was just a local little parade. And so we stopped and watched it. And that was kind of fun.
For those of us that's older, remember the duck walls and the five and dime stores. It brings back a lot of things that you don't see today that they have.
Yeah, very true.
The aisles are very narrow, so you got to be real patient about. Because you're going to bump into somebody, invariably, sure.
Did you have one of those stores in Clyde growing up? One of those little dime stores?
I have no idea.
I know Clay Center had duck walls.
Yeah, and they had McCartney's, too, at one time.
Yeah.
Well, then it was Craig's. I don't know whether you remember that or not.
I don't remember Craig's. I do remember going into duck walls when I was a kid. So that dates me a little bit, probably, but... Anyway, no, I just thought maybe that was something you remembered.
No, Clyde, I'm not very familiar with Clyde. Now, Clifton, yes, but Clyde, no, and there's only 7 miles apart, so.
Right, so you were in the country closer to Clifton?
Right.
So spent more time in Clifton?
Right, well, I went to school there, like I said, and we had to ride the bus to get there, and...
So probably had to ride the bus home, didn't get to probably kick around and goof around a lot
after school. Of course, back in our day, you might go to town, go grocery shopping, and the kids and us kids would get in trouble doing whatever we shouldn't have been doing, but
Yeah. Did you go, Clay Center, I've always heard this, my mom used to, she grew up in Greene, Kansas, and... She said they always came to town to do grocery shopping and such on Saturday night.
Right.
All the stores were open.
Oh, sure.
And the downtown was booming.
Oh,
and she said it was so much fun. And they'd get out and find friends to meet and maybe go to the show while their parents did their shopping or whatnot. they'd get ice cream. You'd get hamburgers. And so it was just the greatest thing ever. And it was all happening on a Saturday night. Nowadays, it's more of a, we're more of a 9 to 5 business hours. There's not as much Saturday night.
And you'd always go, when you left Saturday night to go home, you'd always go down by the light plant and drink water out of the drinking fountain.
Yes. And it's still there, isn't it?
It's still there, still works, yes. And that was a must. Before you left town, you had to go stop by and get a drink out of the fountain.
Yeah. That's great. Well, Lyle, how about other travel plans that you have for the future? Other places that you'd really like to go?
On a cruise next winter, I guess, with our son and daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll probably make a trip to New Jersey sometime this summer to see. Jane has 2 brothers that live there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And some nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
We have 1 niece and 3 nephews, and they've all got kids. And so, it's a...
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a challenge to see everybody while you're there.
I'm sure it probably is. When you're in that area, do you ever go into the city?
No, I stay away from there.
You've
it's
not ever
crazy.
Gone in?
No.
Thought maybe you'd
We're
gone
close
in.
To, she's close to Trenton, and I guess that's kind of whether you want to go there or not anymore. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I suppose so.
We go down to the shore at least once, Seaside Heights, and they have a huge, huge flea market on the weekends.
I would love that.
It's huge.
Yeah, that's right at my alley.
I'd hate to say how many acres it covers.
Yeah.
There's new stuff and old stuff, and, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I would enjoy that a lot, so... Well, I hope you have a great time on your trips coming up and your cruise. And so enjoy your retirement years.
Oh, yeah. We're trying.
Yeah. Well, I really thank you for coming to visit with me again today and tell your story again. I just think it's so interesting. And again, I knew that there were people probably out there that have those relatives that also came to Kansas the same way on the orphan train and that they would find it interesting to hear you tell your story. So.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, I enjoyed it. There's something that, a lot of people don't know about, and there's not enough said.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to be said than it's really said now, I guess. So,
very true. And, I'm so glad that Concordia, Kansas has decided to continue the museum you said they have an event every year, like a 3-day event where people can come and get together.
It's like in the middle of June. And I, if you got on the internet, you could
I think they have a website.
Out. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they do. And it's, it's a good time. It's Friday, Saturday, and I think Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they'll have a play there at the Brown Theater downtown.
Brown Grand Theater, downtown Concordia. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm glad they're preserving it because it's definitely a part of Kansas history that needs to be remembered.
Sure, and not only Kansas, it's all over Nebraska, Colorado. You know, them kids went a lot of different places, and I don't have the exact number of kids that was brought out here in the Midwest, but it's scary.
Yeah, it is a lot. So, well, again, Lyle, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Again, that's been Lyle Ross visiting with me today on the Front Porch.